Begin to bring attention to the immediate experience of the senses through first hearing, the sense of hearing. Sounds in the room, sounds outside. Sounds you may make, sounds the body itself may make internally. Notice the impersonal nature of this hearing. A sound arises and is known. It may be pleasant or unpleasant, or neither particularly pleasant nor unpleasant. But it's just sound. Its vedana, its feeling tone, does not affect that it's just sound. It simply flavors it. Observe this for yourself, please. Now notice that at times there may not be total silence, but there is a degree of silence. More challengingly, now notice, if you will, please, that there is silence intermixed, implied by, underlying any arising of hearing. We don't notice the silence and miss the hearing ordinarily because we are drawn to knowing the sound. Spreading the attention wide, softening the focus. Utilizing the stillness. Some access to the sense of the silence. Maybe can be felt here this evening. understand this silence that's there even among sound, even among hearing. One way to understand that is that not all stimuli are creating sound. All the sense gates taking in information, not all of it involves sound. So there's pockets, areas of sound, and pockets and areas of silence happening here now in this room. Being with the arising and passing of hearing. Another way of understanding is that for sound to make any sense, there has to be this implied knowing of silence. A kind of cognitive reality creating. Through the opposites, contrasting, even if it's only using memory, third way one might understand silence existing in the midst of sound arising is to turn attention to the knowing factor itself. A sound arises in the form of waves that hit the inner ear. It's translated into little vibrations that become electrical signals and registers in the proper parts of the brain. That's the scientific view. Looked at experientially, phenomenologically, sound arises and it's known. This knowing is itself empty, silent, and still. Empty, silent, and still. Allowing this felt sense of the silence of knowing to be known, that like the field of awareness is quiet. Empty. Still. So peaceful. This knowing. Keeping as your object your own experience of knowing, not knowing objects, but the phenomena of knowing itself. So peaceful. Objects just come and go, being heard. Some are known, some are unknown, but just come and go. Even thoughts just come and go. Internal chatter comes and goes in this vast field of awareness. To know the knowing capacity, one doesn't think about it, but rather one directs attention to it and directly feels it. Knowing is like this. Established thus, there is a feeling of equanimity. It may be faint, intermittent, or strong and steadily present. But when the mind is registering the knowing, rather than what is known, equanimity is present. Please observe this for yourself. Sounds come and go. They're pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. And they still come and go. Repeated extending or very short duration. All come and go, arise and pass. Some register fully, some hardly at all. They come and go, arise and pass, resting back in the knowing. Steady, equanimous. Turning to the breath, aiming attention at the breath, sustaining attention at the breath, breath being known, each inhale arises, the arising itself passes. Each breath, each inhale, a series of moments of inhale. Each of those moments being known. A long breath or a short breath, a deep or shallow inhale. Each being known, regardless of long or short, fast or slow. Inhale, arising and passing. Each moment of inhale, arising and passing. Each moment being known. So with the exhale, a beginning of an exhale, its birth arises, and its birth passes. Each exhale has a duration of length and what we call time. Each moment of that length, of that duration, arises and passes. Each moment being known in this field of awareness. This knowing capacity. That is itself not involved in this birth and death of an exhale. This knowing, silent, still, empty. breath and this way of arising and passing through being known, a knowing capacity, such calmness. Such equanimity. Thoughts may come in and out. Other body sensations. But if the resting of attention on the breath is from this deep sense of knowing, it's like having choppy waters, let the boat be in steady. A sense of connectedness in a mountain bike going down a trail. Bumpy, but steady. May stay with this knowing of breath, the inhale and the exhale in this manner, resting back in the knowing, not in the particulars of each breath. Or you may go to choiceless awareness, where with this same resting and knowing, any and all thoughts, body sensations, movements of the mind, movements of the heart, come and go, arise and pass, each being known from the knowing capacity. If you start getting lost in choiceless awareness, return to the breath, this knowing, breath being known. Knowing is like this. And if even that is too much, then back to the hearing, just this moment's hearing. Sound arising and being known. Spacious. Non-personal. So far as it's possible, avoid commenting on your own experience. Stay with the knowing, even if it's a thought. Thought as being known. It arises and passes in this field of awareness. sound arising and being known. Sound arising and being known. Sound arising and passing and being known. So this week, those of you who will be here next week, I want to ask you to notice this week when you can be with an experience and that experience is being known with equanimity. When it's being known with equanimity. When there is a sense of the experience being supported by, being enclosed in the knowing itself of that experience, whether it's a breath, which as with many of you, you've had a lot of experience with the breath, that's maybe quite familiar to you, that feeling. You may not have looked at it in these terms, but it will be familiar to you once you do it. There's the breath. And yet you do know that breath is being known right now. And that feeling of equanimity, that steadiness, that sense that there's something that's quiet even in the midst of any noise of the breath or the noise that's just around in the background while the breath is being known, that you notice when there's this containment through knowing, this containment through knowing, that there's a sense of knowing, a sense of presence, this field of awareness. I'm saying this all these different ways, that when you notice... And in your daily meditation, but also in the course of your day, just periodically, not constantly, but periodically, oh, what's this experience? And is this experience being known? Or, conversely, have I collapsed into it? Have I collapsed into the experience? And next week we're going to be looking at this alternative to collapsing into experience, which is surrendering to experience. And this difference between when we get lost in the experience, what I'm calling collapsing, being swept away by it, and when there is this surrender to it, where this breath is definitely rising, and that's where my attention is drawn right now because I'm choosing to put it there because it's drawn there on its own. But the knowing of it, there's the steadiness of the knowing of this breath just now. Or this emotion of uncertainty or excitement or confusion. Or this body sensation of tingling or of warmth or of burning, whatever it may be. Is the knowing holding, encompassing, surrounding the experience? And when are we collapsed into it? Not from a judging mind. Not from judging, like, oh, bad mind, bad yogi. Not from comparing, oh, I was doing better with this yesterday. Oh, I could do it when Philip was guiding, but I can't otherwise. Not those kinds of feelings. But rather this discernment, which we're actually going to be looking at tonight in terms of equanimity. This discernment that, oh yes, right now I am collapsing into this experience. I am swept away with my hurt feelings. I'm swept away with my anxiety, my embarrassment, my wanting, my sense of achievement. Wow, I'm swept away. Or conversely, we notice later, oh wow, I was really swept away. There was not even a trace of sense of being present. You know, I've been gone for 5 minutes and this disgruntlement over this conversation I just had with my friend or my family member. Just noticing when is there presence of awareness, and not in this way that is supporting, that is knowing, where the experience of knowing something is the predominant rather than the sense of doing the experience. So any sense gate, we can simply be caught in that sense gate where we've got our nose to the window and there's no knowing, we're just feeling it. We're feeling it somewhere, we may not even be feeling it exactly, that may not be the proper word, but somehow we're enmeshed in the experience. And that enmeshment I'm referring to tonight is a collapse. We've collapsed. Oh, this larger sense of knowing has collapsed. And so there's just the attached mind attaching on to some experience in this moment. Or is this a moment where, I see that I'm angry right now, and I see this anger as phenomena. I'm not just caught in the narrative of the anger. It does not matter whether the anger's justified in your mind or not. That attachment that collapsed into the anger is different when the anger is being known as a phenomena through this knowing capacity. So that's for those of you who choose to take this Mission Impossible. That's your assignment.